This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. It is a Monday, and it's a Cowboys Monday, but it's not a good one today. Cowboys lose. Don't even get a touchdown scored, and that's something that is frustrating to Jerry Jones. And after the game, he talked about leaving New England with a loss.
When you come into New England on a day like today against this team and this era, and you need to win this to establish what you're about for a season, you've dealt yourself up a pretty narrow one to come out of here smiling. And we got what we've set up by virtue of a lot of the things we haven't done before we got here.
That feels like Jerry's saying, when he says narrow window to walk out of here smiling, the only option was to leave with a win. Like, you can walk out of a place with a loss if your record's in a different manner than it is, or if you've done stuff to prove that you can beat good teams this year, but the Cowboys haven't. This was their best measuring stick, and Jerry Jones said that the only option, because of the way you've played so far this year, because of the way that you've coached so far this year, because of the way that you've managed games so far this year, the only option was to walk away with a win over a team that is considered the best in the NFL, and the Cowboys couldn't do it.
And what's going to happen then? Or else what?
That's the question right now. 877-881-1053. Was Jerry mad enough? 877-881-1053. You can call or text in right now. Let's start things off with Logan in Rockwall. Logan, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. What's going on, Logan?
Hey, guys. So, one I want to say is Jerry being mad and making anything do anything, will he do anything about it? I think it would be at the end of the season anyway. But, I mean, and why does the Patriots loss make you cringe or anything? You lost to the freaking Jets. How does that not make you do anything? I mean, that's the thing that would bother me more. But my issue with Garrett is, earlier Sean and RJ asked about the analytics and do you have someone that has, you know, win probability of, you know, anyone on your team that tells you about win probability like the Ravens do. And he, you know, kind of basically, you know, kind of got snarky with Sean and was like, you know, we do have a thing called a weather report when they asked about Dak wearing a glove and all. And it's like, okay, you get a weather report on a...
Oh, man, we lost him right there, Kevin. That was not me hanging up either. That was a great call from Logan.
Do you think he got cut off by bad weather that he did not see coming on the weather report?
No, but he did make a mention of what happened on Sean and RJ when they were asking about analytics, because you saw recently that John Harbaugh, who has a winning record right now, who's beating good teams, whose team beat the Patriots with Lamar Jackson at the helm, they have a guy that specifically breaks down analytics in his ear the entire game. And so they asked Jason Garrett a little bit about having those analytics available to him.
Coach, there's a stat called win probability. It basically tells you before each play your chances of winning the game, whether they increase or decrease based on the play you're going to run. Do you have that information available to you, you know, during the game based on each play? Like, hey, if we kick the field goal here, our chance of winning the game goes up or down?
Yeah, we don't use those stats within the game.
All right, I want to point out how preposterous I think that is. All right, so take a look at what just happened on our show in the last 45 seconds. While that person was calling in, they referenced, this is all true, they referenced the call that happened on Sean and RJ. Shippy says into my ear, hey, we have that call if you want to use it. The call drops out. Corey instantly addresses the call and then throws that audio. All of that happened on the fly because we determined from the analytics that our show would be better off if we played that call. It's an interesting concept, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yet some people choose not to use that.
He doesn't work well on the fly. The information,
nope.
He plans the game out. They plan the game out beforehand. They do everything beforehand, and it should. That's why execution becomes the problem. Execution becomes the problem because we laid the perfect map out there. But nobody could navigate the map. So it's not on me. I gave them the plan. So that's what you hear from Jason Garrett. I gave him the plan. I don't have to make adjustments in the middle of the game.
Terrible.
The plan's already there. So we don't have to have any of those analytics to help us later on down the road. Let's go to Joseph in Flower Mound. Joseph, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. What's going on, Joseph?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big time fellow here. I just wanted to say we can't be too surprised at what really happened, because once again, here we are in the big moment And straight from the top, our defense is holding with Tom Brady, you know, the offense to stop. And here we go, you know, pound for pound, trying to get them, making it happen. And then all of a sudden our offense stalls out every single time for whatever reason. And our leadership isn't putting a spark there. And that's where in these critical moments it's going to have to come from. So I think at first it's really upsetting, but maybe this is according to the evil plan and Drew Brees and Sean Payton go and went out and Sean Payton comes with the Cowboys. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, Sean Payton has already signed a very long extension with the Saints.
Hey, we got money. We can buy him out. I support that part of the plan.
Let's go to Keith in Arlington. Oh. Keith, you're on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys. What's going on, Keith?
Man, I'm hurting today, fellas. That was a bad, bad loss yesterday. I didn't expect for us to win, but at the same time, man, when you're in position to win the game, we drove down the field. We hadn't been on their side of the field the entire game. It's 4th and 7. It's a coaching mistake. You have got to go for it there. 3 points, I understand down the road could help you. You're giving Tom Brady the ball back with 6 minutes and more to drive down the field against you, where they're going to eat 3 minutes regardless. I mean, come on, guys. We got to go for it on 4th. If you don't get it, they got the long field, and they got to drive the entire field. It's frustrating, man. Coaching kills us every week. And until we make a change, we are always going to be a mediocre team because we reflect our head coach.
I agree with that. I did not understand Jason Garrett's answer at all. Well, if you kick the field goal there and then they kick a field goal, then you're still in position. Yeah, cool story, coach. If you score a touchdown right here, the game is either tied, or if you really go for it, then you're going to take a 1-point lead. You haven't been in that position all day. The idea that the Patriots could kick a field goal and you could march right back down the field and score a touchdown, even though you haven't been in that position all day, baffles the mind.
I really do want to know, 877-881-1053, was Jerry mad enough after the game?
Nope.
I don't know what for you is mad enough. Is it that he has to be calling for Jason to be fired? Did he light a fire under anybody's belly last night whenever he made the comments that he made? Most of the things that he said were directed towards coaching, not directed towards the players.
Right.
He feels like I've done everything I need to give you a team that should be able to compete and win a Super Bowl.
Now, when you say the fire up the players or fire up the fan base? Because it fired up the fan base.
And you know what? That's what I want to hear. 877-881-1053. Let's go to Zach in Dallas. Zach, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. Was Jerry mad enough for you after that game last night?
No, not at all. Jason would be packing up his bags right now if he was mad enough. And honestly, I don't really want to talk about the game last night, but I'm trying to put the whole season into perspective. And, I mean, look, we're 6-5. We've played some really tough games. We've been close in those tough games. No, I don't know. I'm speechless.
Okay.
That's the problem, Kevin.
But it's not
hopeless and speechless.
Go back. See if you can isolate that audio when he goes, I don't know.
That's how Cowboys feel today.
That is what I would put up. 2019, Dallas Cowboys. I don't know. That's fair. And to me, I would at least have O'Quinn packing his bags. Like, if you think it's irresponsible to replace the head coach, fine. I would absolutely make a change. And that's why. Is he mad enough? No, because he just said, well, this is not okay. Yes, it is. Because what's going to change?
From the 469, guys, this game is definitely Garrett's undoing. Not in season, but definitely after. Well, I mean, if you're thinking, how am I going to beat the best coach in the NFL, and you didn't do it in this game, that's certainly an opportunity to say you couldn't do it. You couldn't get to that point. Now, if he goes and wins a Super Bowl, that's a completely different deal.
Sure.
Then I think that Jerry has to sit back and go, oh, what a great move I made by calling him out after losing to Bill Belichick in New England.
They win 3 of their next 5, win the division, make the playoffs. Is everybody 100% sure this is his undoing?
Jason in Dallas, you're on DFW Sports Station,
Garrett?
Home of the Cowboys. Are you Jason Garrett?
Hey.
Hey.
I don't think Jerry is mad enough. Come on, guys. This been going on since before Dak Prescott became the quarterback. Now, listen, I don't think he's mad enough, because if he was, he would do something now. You know, at the end of the season, you're going to let Jerry go anyway. So I would do it now, give the defensive guy a chance.
Chris Richard.
Really, really what I would do I would let him go now, and I would bring in Micah Irvin to be the interim while I'm getting somebody else. And I believe, what do Jerry do? He don't lift the team up at all. So I would bring in Micah Irvin just for the interim, and I bet you he would put some fire in this team, and we would get all the way to the championship game.
I just want to say for the record, when all he responded at the beginning was by saying, hey, I thought it was Jason Garrett.
I do, Kevin, when it comes to firing somebody up, you know who my hype man is. You know I'm going to go to Michael Irvin every single time. And sometimes you have to do something out of the ordinary. Sometimes you have to come with a unique message every time. You have to have something to say. Michael Irvin is the ultimate hype man. Now, I don't know if he can construct a game plan to go out there and beat somebody, but he is the heart and soul. And this team lacks heart and soul right now.
Whoa.
But did you hear what he did on NFL Network before the Cowboys game? Listen to this story.
I was going over David and Goliath, and God gave me a revelatory gift. He showed me something in this. He said, you know, I use great moments to pull greatness out of great men. I did not send David to slay Goliath. I sent Goliath to prove to David that what resides in him is a giant slayer. And I want my young Dallas Cowboys to know, those young Davids to know, this giant that sits before you today, he is not for your destruction. It is for your construction. You will slow the world.
That
you will slay this giant. So you play together, one man with another. You play connected, each man for the other. And you slay this giant. And put that star back amongst the great in the NFL.
Hallelujah.
Today, Cowboys will slay that giant. That's what I'm talking about today. It's giant slaying day. I'm revealing greatness in my guys by putting a giant in front of him. That's what God does.
Dude, we want Bama.
Yeah,
man. I'd run through a wall for that guy. That guy's coming with a speech.
I don't think we played that for the Cowboys.
What do you mean? No, you don't think anybody heard it?
Because they lost.
Well, you're probably right.
I'm going to win with that speech.
Yeah, see, Kevin?
Well, other people would. I would just be like, all right.
That was the first speech, though. You're very well known for responding to speech one. It's speech two that always screws things up for you. That's true. I don't know, man. Somehow, you got to get over the top. You got to get to that next place. And that's the feeling that you can see it. You can see it in the calls. You can see it in the texts. Everything that's coming in. People are just at a point where they don't know. They've banged their head up against the wall too many times. Maybe Jerry's at that point too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.